USA Radio News.
A Uvalde police officer had the opportunity to shoot the gunman before he entered the school, but did not take the shot for fear of hitting children, according to an official briefed on the investigation. The decision is the second missed opportunity for officers who were responding to reports of a gunman outside Robb Elementary School. Additional details on the investigation into the Uvalde school shooting are expected to be released later this week. Two teachers and 19 students were killed after a gunman walked into the school through an unlocked door and opened fire. Police response to the shooting is currently being investigated by the Texas Ranger, the U.S. Department of Justice, and a special committee of the Texas Legislature. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
People are marching in London.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An investigative report shows that two Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox. The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact. As firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona, four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory southwest of Tucson were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are searching for a suspect they believe punched the city's mayor at a popular downtown event complex. Authorities released several screen grabs from surveillance videos on their Facebook and Twitter accounts showing a man they believed is the suspect in the attack on the mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.